I love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman, a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak this word of wisdom, like a sage of a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but a brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. A cry above suffering, a sacrifice recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore. I'm going home without my sorrow, going home sometimes tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore. I love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman, a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit.